All right, let's dive. All right, so here we go, Patricia. This is gonna get a little crazy. Now, this is gonna be your structure, okay? We're always gonna say this all the time. Structure, structure, structure. AI tech loves structure. If you ain't got structure, you're gonna fucking get boom. Okay? So here we go. While I do understand both points made by the students, comma, you will always write that. You're never gonna change
I'm
it.
gonna memorize all those keywords, sentences.
The sentences, unfortunately, but it's just this part that you have to memorize. The rest is only
No,
the
but that's perfect.
for example.
That's gonna make everything easier.
Right, that's right. And just these little discourse markers to start off each sentence, right? I agree with Paul that field trips have a profound positive effect on children's lives. Oh my God, stop. That's crazy. Profound, deep, positive effect on children's lives. That is my supporting detail sentence. Let's go back to it. I agree with Paul. You're always going to say that. That, I said fields, field trips. There we go. This is my supporting detail. The supporting detail is a short sentence, about as short as that, that you put in. That's kind of like an internal preview of what you're going to be talking about after. That's what that is. Okay. Don't worry, we're going to be
Yes.
doing some practicing with you. And the next thing you know, you're going to start getting four and you're going to be like, oh, thank God, I'm fantastic at writing. All right. Okay. You're going to be like, oh, fuck, thank God. Yes. Shine the light. Okay. I understand. I hear you. I hear you. Okay. For example, you will always write that. Now, let's dive into it. Now, what is my example going to be about? Well, I think it's going to be about me for the very first time. And I'm gonna lie my motherfucking ass off. Tip number two. If you wanna lie, if you have an imagination, lie
It's
your
allowed
ass
here.
off. The Indians don't know shit. Ah! The AI tech
Yeah.
you know, does not know nothing. You can say what you wanna say. Okay? So, for example, when I was a child, you know, that's when black people, when they start speaking, they say, you know, they get very dramatic. When I was a child,
Yeah.
I went
Next.
on a school field
Steve
trip.
Harvey.
You see, all I need is a
I love
suit.
him. I love him. I'm his fan.
Which one?
Steve Harvey.
Oh, Steve Harvey. Okay. Yep. That's right. That's right. See, when you meet old black men, I'm telling you, old black people, they got all these stories. You know what? You don't know what hard is. I had to walk
Yeah.
barefoot for 300 miles. I'm like, man, get out of here. You lying. Okay, so here we go. I went on a school field trip to the Hoover Dam. Tip number three, proper nouns. Proper nouns trump all. Okay, if you just go general with a lot of general ass words and no content words or unique words, AI tech Indians, they just gonna be like, not too good. Okay, but if you add in some of these, it's good. So what I'm doing, I'm adding the place and I'm adding the location. I went on a school field trip to the Hoover Dam in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I'm gonna say while again. Let's see. While I was there, I saw these massive power generators that gave electricity to the entire Las Vegas Valley, all created by, I'm gonna lie my ass off, solar engineers. Now I'm gonna talk about the result. So here we go. Let's do this. This is a little bit weird because normally I say, for example, as a result, as a suggestion, there are different ways and different linkers we can establish. But normally you have three body sentences to give your example no matter what. This is different because I'm literally given an example from my life. You're going to see the example on my academic writing course too, okay? All created by solar engineers, okay? Now, as a result, 10 years later, I graduated from the University of Michigan's solar engineer program, and I am currently one in my native country because I was so inspired by the people who make our lives livable and possible. I'm lying my fucking ass off like crazy. I don't know. I just came up with a whole bunch of words. University of Michigan Solar Engineer Program. Indians don't know. AI tech don't know. Indians don't know. The Maldi don't know. None of the motherfuckers know. So it's all good. It's all good. Okay.
You
Now.
can be a part of the team that created the TOEFL test. Look at those words that you
I know.
used.
And you know what? You're probably, see, when I talk about the environment, I have a lot of vocabulary, but this one I'm giving a personal example. And to be honest with you, a lot of it's part right. I went on a fourth grade field trip to the Hoover Dam and I saw these fucking generators. I don't even know how to explain how massive they are. I just remember seeing a little dot next to it, and it was a man. And I looked and I said, what the f did it inspire me? Fuck no, I was scared. So then I forgot about the field trip forever. So with that being said, this is different. So let me just break this down because we still got 4 minutes here in terms of the timer. I put my example.
I think 10 minutes it's a
Not too
good
bad,
amount
right?
of time.
You're gonna do one right now too. Oh yeah, you gonna do one yourself.
We'll see if 10 minutes is enough or not.
You're gonna get either a 3 or a 4, but don't worry, it's gonna be all good, okay? And so I'm gonna take a photo of this one too. But what I did here, three body sentences. For example, as a result, and then maybe a suggestion. This one was different because I put, for example, while I was there, as a result. And then I'm just gonna pop it off with the conclusion. Therefore, by implementing field trips within school curriculum will not only give children a hands, what the fuck? Give children a hand, I'm sorry, hands, oh God, I hope, hands-on experience, but also inspire them in the future. Now, remember, we're talking about many people believe that going on field trips is an important part of child's education. Other people believe that no. Now, remember, there are other ways that we could have approached this. I could have said that, okay, the problem with education in present day, it's not hands-on. And I could have gave an example. And then I could have given an example of a field trip that is hands-on and how that could benefit people in the classroom. Now, if I do end up getting a 4, the only reason why I probably would get a 4 is because I didn't focus on the argument between one and another. However, by giving an example, this is still good enough, and I went very deep into it and I tried to use a variety of different words. It really sucks though, because I don't even know how many times I said I. Luckily, in the last what is it, in my
But what will you use instead of I?
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you're given a personal example, you have to say I. So this is why I don't like
Exactly.
See what I mean?
I
So
think I think that's the same problem when I was trying to do the practice with, for the question too, because you are trying to tell something about what the girl was saying. So I kept saying she and she and she.
Okay. Well, the thing is, that's why you have to just come up with different sentence varieties so you don't re keep repeating she. Now, we'll discuss that coming up soon. We're going to figure out a couple of things, but yeah, it is a pain in the ass though. And it sucks because the AI tech hates that repetition too. So stupid. So with that being said, that is a 5 sentence, 134 word. All you have to do is write 100 words. I've gotten 5 with 100 words, and I've gotten a 5 with 130. I've gotten a 5 with 150. You don't have to write that many. It's not like the integrated is essay. The integrated essay, you have to write a lot of words because it really loves a lot of words.
Like how
Okay.
many words?
I love to tell people to write at least 300 words. When I started seeing a lot of things online about 4 years ago, like TOEFL resources was popular, like back in the day. They would say, oh, just write 175 words. If you write 175 motherfucking words, you're gonna get a low ass score. Okay.
Like a 15.
Right.
So the integrated essay is a part of the writing.
That's right. And so after you do the academic first, you got to go into the integrated. So once this ends, then it would go into the integrated. That's right. Okay, so that's it. Let's see what my score is. Boom, five.
Wow.
And there you go. If you get 5 out of 5, and then I go over there to integrate to get 5 out of 5, I get a 30. Now, are the Indians ever going to give me a 30? Probably not. They fucking hate
Yeah.
everybody else outside America.
So the writing has just two parts.
Huh? The writing?